Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The second baseman, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John DeAquisto. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John DeAquisto. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joshua. The throw from Carter and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon takes first base on ball four. White moves to third. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. White scores. Carter scores. Mackinnon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to home to get Parrish. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reitz for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Hill reaches second base with a double. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joshua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeAquisto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manguel moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Manguel scores. White moves to third. It's 5-1, Expos. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Foley reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foley moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear has Foley trapped. There's the throw to Hill and over to Wrights, who tags Foley for the out. Valentine moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Montanez moves to second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 1 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Montanez moves to third. Spear moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Montanez scores. Spear moves to third. Wrights moves to second. It's 6-2, Expos. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Dave Heaverlo. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is called out on strikes. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Expos. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Wrights moves to third. Hill moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Willy Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Spear moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Expos. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mackanin hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Mike Caldwell. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros strikes out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Sherman now pitching. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sherman. Joshua moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murray now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray bunts in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Valentine moves to third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine scores. Manghul moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Manghul moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spear fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montanez moves to second. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 5. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moffitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. Murray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 5. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill fires to first and picks off Manguel. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. White is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray covering, for the out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.